Welcome to Bigger Balls, a Year Blocked podcast.
We're teaching our babies all that we've learned through dating, sex,
and our fucking love lives.
You're eavesdropping into our BFF therapy sessions every single Wednesday. Think of us as your older sister, your best friend, your cousin, your mom.
We're everything. We're literally everything. It's a fucking package deal here.
And guys, we did not forget about you. So grab a paper and a pen because class is in session and we're going to tell you how to bag your motherfucking wife.
Are you ready?
Do not miss an episode every single Wednesday for the rest of your life.
Welcome back. It is episode number, how you say 10, in Italian?
Dieci.
Dieci.
Oh. Dieci.
It's Dieci, episode Dieci.
Which is the Seasone finale.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but season one has come to, or is coming to a nice end.
Today is the end.
C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Coming to an end.
And you know what? So on brand for her.
It really is.
At least she came.
At least, yeah.
At least one of us came.
At least the brand came.
At least the brand.
You know?
Yeah. It's been a rough summer over here.
Sahara Desert. You know? A little bit.
I mean, it was supposed to be like a fun summer. Yeah. Like if you think about it, like lockdown summer was better than the summer.
Stop it. No, it wasn't.
No, yes, it was. Please. Us driving up and down to Stowville. That was a fun time.
A vibe.
That was a vibe.
I don't know if you guys
getting
knew this.
Getting sauce at your house. Being like, I'm so good.
Oh my God,
bro.
Mom, I'm good.
So not good. Your brother was like, I'm going to kill you both.
We're like, can you take us to McDonald's? Please. Literally. So I used to live in Stowville, which is in buttfuck nowhere. If you live there, I'm so sorry for you. But I mean, it's
RIP to you.
Honestly, no social life. If you want to like make friends with deers and wild animals, by all means, which was honestly the vibe for a minute.
It was the vibe for you for a minute. For
yeah, sure. Definitely. It was just like, fuck everything. Fuck Toronto. And then now I'm back in Toronto.
And now you're back in Toronto.
So
yeah.
Simona,
you're not
and
really
I,
a city girl.
No, I'm
like,
not.
No, you're not.
I don't know what I am.
Because you can go either way.
Yeah. Like just like my sexual preferences.
Like as for most things with Eden, like she could really go either way.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm so chill.
She's like, you make the call. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
I'm like,
okay.
I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
Dick, want vagina. Either. It doesn't really matter.
It
you
doesn't
know?
Really matter for her. I'm a hard dick girl, so like
the dick has to be
pun
hard.
Pun intended there, obviously.
So Simona and I would have to trek. I'd pick up Simona. We'd trek all the way to Stowville, because obviously Simona.
27 with no driver's license. What's good?
Yeah, what's good?
I mean, I have my G1. Like, come on.
It's part of your character. It really is.
It's a character like, flaw at this point.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's like short, sweet. I mean, at
I
times,
can't
maybe.
Do anything for myself, like, to be honest.
Well, yeah, that's a character flaw. But that's not true.
It's not true. It's just like.
Like, have you guys seen her commute? She literally goes with 300 bags. Literally
it's
this small
it's
little
It's embarrassing.
Thing. It is embarrassing a little bit, but it's
no,
cute
it
embarrassing.
No,
like,
it's
when
really
I see you walking down the street, I'm like, oh.
You want to help me because you're like.
Because you're so delicious and like, I can't see you because the bags are just like. Eating you, you know? And she's like walking with her little drink that she made at home, like it's chia like- pudding and like
the chia pudding.
She comes with her Tupperware container. By the way, I think I still have one of them here that you left off. So anyways, we would trek to my parents' house where I used to live. Yes. And then we would like get day drunk and then we would do what we got to do for your
bang
block.
Out 24 episodes.
Yeah, content cows.
Why do you guys wear the same video and like because we're efficient, like we've said this before.
We wear the same clothes because we got to knock out like 10 videos a day because we only have like 1 or 2 days to see each other.
Exactly.
Because we have lives, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I mean, I don't.
Breaking news. We have lives.
I try.
No, you have one.
I mean,
Simone, give yourself credit.
Everybody has one.
Yeah.
Do I have one? Know what I mean?
Do I make it one?
Picking up what I'm putting down?
You know, but that's why we go hard when we see each other. Because we both don't have lives.
Exactly.
So like, we're like, let's live a little.
Let's live a little.
Like, this is the only time we
like,
have to
let's
live.
Let's do all this work while trying to live and make it fun.
Yeah, let's party.
That's why sometimes we drink in the episodes. Because like, work-life balance.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's a balancing act for sure.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
No, I love that for us.
Sometimes the balls are all up in the air and we're trying to catch them. We're like, what the fuck's going on?
We're just like, let's lean or, what is it? Lean or rock with it?
Lean with it or rock with it. We've been leaning. We got to start rocking.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to start like, rocking for our birthdays. Yo, what's good?
Forcefully leaning. Oh, yeah. Our birthdays are coming up.
Yeah,
September and October.
Yeah,
oh
yeah, yeah.
God.
Back to back, bitch. So what's up? We're going to black out for like a minute or two.
Yeah, we should come up with birthday content. If you guys have any requests, let us know.
In the comments below.
Let us know in the comments below. Because by the way, for those that are listening to the podcast, we also have YouTube videos of our podcast of like little snippets if you want to go back and like watch us actually, you know, in the
be
action.
Fun. Like if you want to see these faces. It really is a privilege.
Faces?
It's
Come
a really
on.
It's a privilege to see these faces. And we're putting them up here for you guys twice a week. Because we love you.
So guys, for episode 10, we decided to let you guys go for the next few months until season two.
Till season premieres. We want you to relish. We want you to relish for the next couple of months.
We want to leave you with something.
We want to leave you with, yes, something
inspiration.
Good.
Hashtag
We want to hashtag help you.
Hashtag follow us, please.
Please, like, yeah, please follow us. Please, honestly, it's not even, don't even follow
Stop
us.
Stop being stingy.
Share us.
Yeah, share.
Share us. We promote us. This, yes. Okay, promote us.
Let's talk about this.
We want you guys to start sharing to the stories, to the feed, tagging us, reposting us,
yeah,
sharing some of the content. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. A follow, a like, a share, a retweet.
It's all free.
It's free.
It's fucking free. Free.
It's fucking free.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, we're giving. We want you guys to give back in some sort of
way. Yeah, honestly, for the community, charity work, guys.
Charity work.
Give back.
Give back. It's been a rough one.
Yeah.
It's been a rough one. Yeah. But you know what? We're going to rise like we always do.
We're going to make it out.
We will rise again with this episode where we help the boys out and tell you what the fuck you're saying that is absolutely killing the fucking convo.
It's just like the worst slide-ins we've ever experienced, and also conversation killers.
Yeah.
Like, what is that one thing that motherfucker, and ladies, you know, he just says this one thing and you're like, like, literally, things could have been going so well. Like, I was going to send you a little nipple pic, and then boom.
Literally was going to show you my areola.
Like, the labia, even.
You know what I think generally for me is, like, off the top of my head, is just, like, a one-word reply. Like, leave me on red.
Honestly.
Leave me on red.
Because leave me.
Leave me on red, please, honestly. Because there's nothing that irks my fucking soul more. Honestly. You're leaving me, like, what, an hour and a half. And then you want to come back with a one-word dry response. Bro, literally, just leave me on red. It was better like that.
Well, because
I'm not angry. I wasn't angry. Now I'm irritated.
Now I'm angry.
Because it's like, you're coming back, but you're low-key telling me, I want you to pick it up. I want you to help me out here because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm lazy and I don't put in the effort. Also, it's just like we always say this. If you want to slide in, make sure it's something that warrants a response.
And I want you to repeat that again because I'm not sure how many times we have to. I have guys in my DMs.
Yes.
Bro, how many times you're going to keep coming in, eh? Keep coming in with these one fucking emojis. I'm like, hello, if you're going to continually slide in,
what am I supposed to say to this?
Can you put a little more effort? Like, how are you putting in effort but putting in no fucking effort at the same time? Because if you think about it, you're always sliding in, but there's no effort. Like, I'm so fucking lost
it's
here.
Quality versus quantity of slide-ins. So if you're going to slide in with an emoji every fucking day or every other day, you might as well just not do that and send.
Because I know you're doing this to 8 other people.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's what it, it seems like it.
Yeah, I don't feel special.
I don't feel special.
I don't like when guys are nonchalant with me.
Yeah.
Like I've said this before, I don't like it.
Make me feel special.
Make me feel special. Like, are you trying to pull me?
Like, do something.
What's up?
It's like, do you think I'm sitting here saying, give me nothing all the time? Like, literally, give me nothing. You got to work, bitch.
You got to work, bitch. You got to edit. You know, we got to edit.
Yeah.
We got a life. Yeah. We got to keep up with ourselves.
You need
appointments.
Yes.
Our work. We're doing so much. And then you want me to put in all this work in the dating? No. I'm sick of it. I'm done working.
I'm tired.
I don't want to work anymore. You have to slide into our DMs. This is the challenge.
Okay.
Ooh. Listen to this right now. We're both going to open our Instagrams. Yes, I know. Stay tuned. And you need to, we'll announce it on your blocked. It's going to be a 24-hour times period. The best slide in of the boys, the best guy with the best fucking slide in, whether it's for Eden or me, please make an effort. Try. We want to see the slide ins and we want to say, he listened to us. This was fucking good. Like, this was so good. Coochie wet situation. Mm. We're going to announce the best one. A 20-minute FaceTime call with the Your Block girls.
You get to go on a date with both of the Your Block girls at the same time.
Yo, it's a threesome.
It's a fucking threesome, a virtual threesome.
And like, I mean, is there a better way to like start
honestly,
your month, your day,
your year?
Stay tuned. This is going to be maybe September, October,
okay.
Right? In that time period span.
So make sure you're following us if you really want to do this.
Make sure you're following us. We're going to take this clip. We're going to blast her everywhere so all of you guys know.
Love this.
It's going to be really crystal clear, but please pay attention to this episode.
Back to regular programming.
Back to, we don't have a Starbucks intro because if you were here last week, it ended.
I know who I am now. Identity crisis, we've got that under wraps.
We've got it under, it's under control.
Yes.
I know who I am.
We're growing, we're doing better. Okay. Wow, I actually kind of feel offended now.
I know, I'm done impersonating
you. It was an extension. Yeah, and now the extension is no longer there.
I really have no extension.
So now what?
Now you got to figure it out.
Fuck me. Now I'm going to have an identity crisis. Hi, guys. Call me Simona. Roles are reversed now.
Come back for season two, but stay for this last
I final could pull episode. Off a Simona now.
Yeah, yeah, you could. If we reworked some things, you totally could. Okay. You could pull off like big glasses, like a hat, you know, like an extravagant dress and heels for like breakfast. That's a Simona vibe for breakfast.
Oh, that is a Simona.
It is.
It's like a Simona.
She's high end in Lake Como, okay. With her man, who's like her ting.
Her ting. Like he's not much. He's just a ting.
I love that. But like he takes her to Lake Como for lunch. It's a light ting.
Okay. It's a light ting.
Lake Como for lunch.
I'm crying.
Bro, I'm wet.
Goosebumps.
I'm fucking wet.
This is emotional for me and this is horny for you, right?
This makes you horny. This is so good. This is so good. Where's my man? Because I need you.
Well, like, you know why there's no man right now?
In a suit.
Daddy in a suit.
Roll up to the lake on a yacht.
Why did I think you were going to say roll up to the rim? Why the fuck am I so disgusting? I'm literally.
Yo, are you Canadian or what?
Roll up
tell
the
me,
rim.
Tell me you're Canadian, yeah, though. Tell me you're Canadian.
The reason why we're not pulling up to Lake Como with no mans is because the mans don't know how to slide the fuck in. So we're going to revisit the worst slide-ins ever. So I think like very first thing is like, hey, what's up? You guys think that this is a conversation starter, but I'm going to tell you something.
It's a conversation.
What am I going to say? I'm going to say, good, you.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Then what?
It's an R-bomb and it's an instant R-bomb. Because like for me, I like to showcase my personality and who I am. Okay. Yeah. So I don't like being like, oh my God, looking at this and being like, I got to say nothing much, you.
Because.
Good, you.
Okay. It's so redundant. It's been done so many times. And like you said, Simona, showing your personality is important because you got to stand out. So for example, you're on a dating app or even on Instagram, everybody gets people that slide in, guys and girls. So like, why the fuck would I answer you over Joe Schmo?
Yes.
Like you're private on Instagram. And even if Instagram was open, we wouldn't like you, right?
So, I know. That's
another topic of conversation.
It is. Because. The profiles. Oh, my God.
Just like a lot of work. So your slide-in has to be
fuego.
Stellar.
Like I've been saying this. The slide-in has to be fuego.
And you know why people don't want to put in the effort? Because there is a lot of effort that goes into a slide-in. Because how do you differentiate yourself? Well, I don't know this person. How am I going to showcase my personality? Like, how am I going to... It's a lot of work. Like, I also...
It really is a lot of work.
To be honest.
Read the fucking room.
Yes.
Read the fucking room. I slide in with the best fucking shit.
How do you do it?
Okay. So I'll give you... two examples where I thought these slide-ins were fuego. Play on who you are. Make it fun. Guy posts a tweet. The tweet was something like, you know, can't wait to have a son or something like that. I slide in and I'm like, I thought we were having all girls.
That's so good.
That is so good. It's funny. It's witty. It's different. Who else is going to slide in with that?
And it seemed like she didn't put much thought into that, actually.
Exactly.
It like rolled off like the virtual tongue. Do you know what
okay?
I'm saying?
Okay. So even if it didn't, like for people that are nervous, like think about it. It's okay. Like you can take a minute to pause, think about it, and then slide in.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you don't want to make it seem too
yes,
try
exactly.
hard.
Yes, exactly. You don't. But exactly. If you need that minute, if it's not rolling
oh, yeah.
off.
Yeah.
It don't worry.
It takes me a few hours.
It takes a minute, guys. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a muscle. We've said this before. It's a muscle you need to train and you'll only get better with practice. So keep doing it. Let it roll off your back. No reply. Who cares?
Yeah.
Left on scene. Yeah. Sent 16
bounce
hours
back.
Ago. Yeah. We're going to bounce back. We're going to bounce back. Second one was, remember that guy from TikTok? I guess he like has a line. He has a line of clothes.
And yeah.
He has a line of clothes. He made like some sort of a cum rag. So he put the cum rag on his story. And then the next story was him. It was a selfie. And I thought he looked fire. He was wearing some Jordans. I was like, baby, what's good? So I was like, I need that cum rag right now. Now, he didn't respond. I think I'm still in the requested DMs. I don't give a fuck because that's a fucking fire ass slide in.
That's confidence, man.
That's confidence. That's confidence. Confidence at its finest.
And it's think, like, yeah, I think sliding in also teaches you that confidence, right? Like to build on that. How do I communicate with people? And because it's virtual, you guys have a really easy way of, like you said, taking your time, taking a step back. You can get nervous and freak out and ask your friends for help and learn that and build kind of your rhythm and also your voice and your narrative.
Yes.
Like you're very like quick and like, what's the word?
Witty?
Witty, yeah.
You think I'm witty?
Yes, yes. Ooh. You're definitely like witty with that stuff. I'm more like teasy and like a little bit low-key mean.
Like low-key, you know what I mean? I know.
And so like the guys that get it, get it. The guys that don't, like don't give a fuck, like whatever.
Exactly. If they don't get it, like that's on them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's a good filtration process. Yes. Like I always say, like, it's really good to kind of feel people out. If they don't get your jokes, like there have been so many times where I like match with guys on like Hinge and we'll talk and I'll pull a joke to like spice up the fucking convo because this guy's obviously dull as shit.
Hello, we need some flavor. Yeah. The personality is the flavor. And how do we mesh?
Exactly.
Like, can we go back and forth? Is there going to be a banter? Like,
yeah.
Are you really getting me? Because that's also like another, like you're trying to vibe, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're trying to vibe with this person, whether it's serious or not. You still want a good vibe.
Yeah. Like, the reason why I go in with something spicy like that or start off with something a little bit more abrasive is because I want to see that you get me. If you don't get me, we're not going to work.
Exactly.
And if you can play on that, you're up my alley. How am I supposed to know if you're up my alley if I don't shoot my shot and try? Simona, like I love the fact that you choose to find stories. I think that's a really great avenue to come in. So it's not super random and thirsty.
Come in with stories.
Yeah.
And come in with stories that aren't outwardly like, so the first one was not a selfie. The second one was a selfie, but I played on the first story, which was the photo of the rag, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then I slid in with the pic that he posted after mm-hmm. that. But with the first one, it was not a selfie. Mm-hmm. So like you can slide in mm-hmm. on other shit that they're posting. And that's a great way to make a connection and vibe because they're kind of telling you about themselves if they're reposting something or sharing something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's a convo starter in itself.
The cum rag is a product that he was creating, right?
Right.
Then the next one was a selfie. And you're like, I'm not going to do the stereotypical comment on his appearance and be like, oh, daddy or hot or emoji or whatever the fuck it is that we know is weak.
Don't do emojis. Like biggest tip.
Yeah. Don't do emojis. Also don't compliment me on my appearance like that directly. Like come in with something different. So what you did. Was you took the cum rag thing and said, I needed a cum rag on the photo of him. You're throwing the ball in his court. People are going to be like, well, how do you answer that? Like, how is that warranting response? He can decide to be like, is she talking about me? Is she talking about the cum rag? Is she a customer? Yeah. Like, what is this?
Exactly.
Like, you're What's vague enough, but you're there? Direct enough because it's a girl sliding into a guy who's obviously interested in girls kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
Like, you're being a little bit more like low key about it.
Here's the thing. I'm very big on like, if you want to reply, you will find a way to reply and make it like spicy and fun. You can definitely play on that mm-hmm. always. Even like with the like I thought we were having girls. Like play on it. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know how. I can't give you the manual because I've done the fucking work.
It's different for guys and girls too. Like when a guy slides into a girl, you have to make sure it's a conversation starter. When a girl slides into a guy, I feel like it's, I don't want to say a little bit easier, but girls can hit you up and if you reciprocate, like it's a done deal.
Yeah,
she doesn't have to like come in with something that's going to be this big conversation starter. What you did was you shot your shot and that's it. If I had like a picture of my cum rag that I create, a year blocked cum rag, 2 minutes later I post a selfie of me and a guy's like, oh, I need the cum rag. I might not respond because as a girl, I want you to come in with something more than just sexual. Do you know what
I mean? Yeah. Exactly.
Do you see how that's different?
I like to sexualize my men. It just depends, I think, on
the vibe.
On the vibe, honestly. I'm not always sliding in with something sexual, to be honest.
Right.
I think rule of thumb, emojis just suck because that's like the go-to with guys. I think it's easy. And we fucking hate it. We fucking hate the emojis because you're doing that for everybody. It's like just the...
No thought, no effort.
No
boring.
Thought, no effort.
I've seen it a million times.
Exactly. The next one would be like to stay away from the sexual things like we said. We're always posting. Here's the thing. Like girls are always posting stupid shit. Useless fucking shit to their fucking stories. Facts. Always. Okay. I don't know. You got a tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay. You got a tattoo. You post the tattoo. Slide the fuck in, man. Honestly, even if it's something basic, how many tattoos do you have? Oh my God. Like what are you getting done? Like, oh my God, that looks so sick. Like, that's so cool. Like, artist, where's the artist at? Like, tag them. Like, literally anything. Like, honestly, as long as you're trying, I think with girls, the way that most of us are, if you're trying, we're going to be receptive and open to it.
If it looks like you're trying, there's more of a chance that she will respond than if it's just something that where you're trying to be, I'm so cool. Like, I'm shooting my shot because, like, I'm so chill and so cool. But it looks like you're putting
in
no effort.
I'm going to go out on a limb. No girl likes a nonchalant guy. Like, I don't, I don't like it. I've said this multiple times. Don't do it. Don't fucking slide in. If you're not going to sweat me and apply a little bit of fucking pressure, I'm so good. I'm so good on my end with nobody in the DMs.
Yeah. Just because you slid in doesn't mean that you put in the effort. You can slide in and put zero effort. Do you get what I'm saying? I think that people look at everything as black and white. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like just because you slid in doesn't mean that now the ball is in my court. No, bro, the ball was never even in your court. You didn't even shoot the ball.
The ball is there.
The ball is deflated. Like
the balls. The balls are deflated on your dick. Like literally.
Like limp dick and deflated balls. That's what it says.
Like blow them up and throw them at me.
Like
bro.
Do something.
That was good. Literally blow them up, throw them at me. Like literally.
Yeah.
Come on.
Holy. Come on.
Literally come on me. No.
Don't sign up with anything sexual though. Come on me, but don't.
Just make it work.
Make it.
fucking work. Also,
who are you? What do you like? Like, no, honestly, like, let's have a quiz. Who are you? What do you like? What are your strengths? Play on your fucking strengths. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Are you witty? Do you have dry humor? Are you boring as shit? Can you call yourself out and say that you're boring as shit?
Yes, I like when they're boring and they know it and they call themselves out. Because I'm like, he can make fun of himself. Yes. I love this.
Beautiful.
It is so hot. Yes. It is so, make me laugh, bro, honestly.
Or chuckle, you know?
You know?
Something.
If you can make me laugh with a slide in, like if I'm laughing on the other end of the screen, even if I, little smirk, little smile, bro, I'm in. I'm done. You can make me laugh. Yeah. Nobody can do that.
I'm diving
except
in.
Except Eden. Yeah. Like, so like I'm already in. I'm locked in.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
And like, I'm ready to do this.
Let's do it.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. Vegas wedding.
Oh my God. Yes.
Okay, so besides like how was your day, what's up, all of that
basic stay away from
shit.
General basic stuff. Stay away from it.
Number one thing we get on Hinge is like, you're cute. Hi, cutie. Hey, cute. You look like trouble. Oh, I like that picture. Or how many dogs do you have? Because there's a dog in my picture. Can you just make it make sense?
All like, I'm hearing I'm here is question marks.
Yeah. That's what I've
got. You've got nothing up here.
Nothing up there.
Nothing up here.
Nothing down there.
Here, you know what's actually, this is also, this goes into like an ick though. When guys don't know how to slide in. When you've got like no game. Like no game.
That's what it
and
is.
And it's actually a turnoff.
Such a turnoff.
It's such a turnoff because I'm like,
you don't know
either
who you are.
You don't know who you are because you know what? The guys that really know who they are, they know how to slide in. Like the guys that know who the fuck they are and play on their strengths, they know how to fucking slide in correct. And I love it. Doesn't happen often. You know what? Like show me that you're confident and that you're assertive, you're funny, like something. Show me something because a lot of you guys are showing us fucking nothing.
But in here, let's clarify because I think a lot of us need clarification is confident, not cocky. So for example, a lot of you guys think like if I shoot my shot and say, let's go out this weekend. Like you didn't say hi. I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
You didn't slide in with nothing.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Do you know how it's received?
Let's hear it.
You've sent this to 9 other girls and whoever responds first.
Whichever clicks.
Bro, you're the winner.
Yeah.
Bro, winner, chicken dinner. No, thank you. I don't eat chickens. No, I'm kidding.
Bro, you know what?
I don't eat chickens, guys.
Yeah, I'm vegetarian.
So actually, no chicken
Thanks,
dinner for
Jason,
you. You're not
going to
win.
No.
You're not going to win.
Oh,
it's fine. I eat chickens,
it's
though.
Okay. So literally, like, when you ask, let's go out this weekend, I R-bomb. I've R-bombed 7 guys on Hinge because they said, let's go out this weekend. Like, this is how you're sliding in. The fuck am I going to go with a fucking random stranger I met on Hinge? The fuck?
It's giving that nonchalant, I don't care.
Like, why do you want to take me out if you don't?
Because you know what? Honestly, that, even if I replied, let's say I replied, I considered it. I fucking, punch me in the face.
Like, I will.
Through the screen.
I will.
If I ever considered it.
Yep.
You're going to flop on me anyways. That's what you're giving me. That's the energy. You're going to flop on me anyways.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like why make plans? You don't even seem like a stable fucking human. Like, you really don't. That's you think so I'm going to book off a Saturday night for you, Bob?
Or an unstable
bro,
body?
Bro, go build something else.
Yeah. Go build your fucking personality up, bro.
Yes.
Just like a little, you know?
A little bit. Bro, like, did you guys miss elementary school where it's like we're going to go around?
You know what? There's a lot
of for your... You missed a lot of it. What the... You were all touching your peepees. Holy fuck. It's fucking evident. Just come correct or don't come at all.
You
honestly.
Gave up. I saw you. You're like,
I honestly
sick and
gave
tired
up. I gave up.
Of having to tell these mans.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, there is no formula, there's no right way. So I think a lot of guys too online and like girls will love to give quote unquote direction and like how to's and what to say and like killer slide ins. Like, it will not work for every person, and it is very evident when you have not actually tailored that. You can be inspired, right? So be inspired by, let's say, Simona slide ins, tailor it to that specific person so she knows it's going to her. Even if behind closed doors you're sending it to her and her fucking 17 cousins, tailor it to each and every one.
Yeah.
Like, at least do that. Do you know what I mean?
It's actually, there's so many more options for guys to slide in for girls because girls are always posting stupid random shit.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. So like with guys, for me, I strategize a little bit more in my slide-ins because guys don't post really to their stories. So for me, I'm like, I'll watch and I'll be like, ooh, if I really wanted to slide in, but I'm having a hard time like thinking of something witty, it's maybe not coming to me. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not supposed to be sliding into this one. It's fine. Maybe in a couple of days, I'll watch his story again and I'll get a slide in and I'll slide in then as opposed to forcing it. Do you know what I mean? I also read how I am in that mood. Do you know what I mean?
I think timing. I think where, like, your headspace, you're right, mood, because that does translate.
Yeah.
Honestly, it really does. You know, there have been so many times where I'm like, Simona, I need to slide into this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's so hot. Oh my God, I found him off TikTok. Like, perfect.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He cooks.
Wait, which one is this? Oh my God, you have another one?
No. The cooking one was like a long time with the Italian guy. It was like two second ting.
Oh, yes.
And now it's the other guy.
It was a 2 second ting. I told her to slide in, though. Yeah. I had a good slide in for you for him. Okay, he cooks. Obviously, let's play on the food here, Eden. Slide in. That pasta looks so good. Do you have anything I can eat? Eggplant emoji.
Oh!
Tell me that's not fucking fire.
That's actually so good.
That's actually so fucking good. So when I have a good slide in, I'm like, I gotta do this.
Yeah.
Even if there's no reply, even if I stick by those slide-ins, because that was fuego,
slide
bitch.
With your chest. So I wanted to slide into this other guy, whatever, super cute, like literally look like someone
like the dad guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I really like him. He's actually like literally
sweetheart.
My favorite contender right now for you.
He's an angel. So I was just like, oh my God, like I can't slide in with anything like too, like his vibe. His vibe was not like, I can't sexualize him because he's just like not that vibe. He just seems like such a gentle soul. He loves
he
his-
He really does.
He loves his difficult. Mom in a weird way, but it's fine. It's you difficult. Know, it is what it is.
It's a red flag for us, but it is what it is.
I'll make do. There was nothing I could slide into, so it's just like not forcing it, because I know that if I slide in and I don't do it right and I do it on something and it's not as good as I could have made it out to be, I'm missing my chance, because he's gonna read that, and then if I slide in again, it's gonna look too thirsty and gross.
You don't want, here's the thing, I think there's a max. Cap it at 3. Never go over 3.
Really? I think I wouldn't even be able to do past 1.
I personally wouldn't. Yeah. I honest to God would not. But I'm saying for the guys, you guys really like, you keep going. Cap it at 3, because nobody likes to go in their DMs and see that you've messaged them 15 times.
It's embarrassing. Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It's not a good look. It's really not a good look. So Eden did 2 heart emojis on 2 different stories. And that was fine. That was fine, because that was little to no effort.
Expose me.
So it's fine though, because I said, I think we still have 1 more, but it has to be words. It has to be words.
I was nervous.
And it has to be good. And that's fine. And we're going to be together when the day comes. You can cap it at 3 if the first 2 were emojis, because they don't really count. You didn't really put in effort.
If they read it, like I feel like if they open it and they don't respond, just fuck it. I don't think
if it's words, but if it's like for your instance specifically.
It was an accident.
It slipped. You know, it's like it was an emoji. Who cares? It was actually a quick reaction. So like she didn't even search the emoji. She gave no fucks. She just wants to let you know that like you're hot. Is all. She did it twice. So you know that she's physically into you.
She's thirsty.
Now we need to showcase her brain cells. The last one.
Let's showcase some brain cells, everyone.
The point here is showcase your brain cells. And if the first 2 were emojis, you have 1 last shot at words.
Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
Honestly.
Okay? Because nobody's replying to emojis. So she knew she was getting R-bombed. It was fine.
I did it on purpose.
She did it on purpose.
I wanted to get R-bombed.
It was like self-sabotage.
I hated myself that day. Yeah.
Okay?
I was like, let's go. Let's really commit to this.
Let's really fucking commit. The key also with this one and like not forcing it is like if you're watching her stories, like, you know, on a daily basis, because she's posting like, oh my God, my smoothie or my ginger tea or like whatever. Like, oh my God, like just got to work, pulled up. Like, oh my God, first of all, question yourself if you're watching all of that.
Stop it. Take your phone.
But also there's garbage. So many opportunities for you to slide
in. Yeah, honestly.
Like there's so many. Yeah. Here's a key.
Here's a good slide in.
Think about it.
Message her and say, stop posting.
Okay. Yeah, just be like, bro, like I don't care. Be like, bro, block me. Take me off the close friends. Like, say something funny.
Yo, someone said that to me once.
Bro, like.
Obviously.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, if you don't want to be on my close friends list, like, just let me know.
Just block me.
Just let me fucking know.
Besides sliding in, there's also conversation killers. So let's say you master the slide in, everything is going super good, slipping, sliding right in, she's responding, there's some conversation.
Slipping, sliding.
It's like
right
a slip
in.
And slide.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, baby.
And then some of you motherfuckers decide to take that all away from us by doing these conversation killers, which honestly, number one, we all know is send a pic. If you message a girl, send a pic of herself, period, disgusting.
Here's the thing.
R-bomb.
She's always posting selfies. So like, don't say send a pic. Because
just go look at it.
Literally just go look at it. But you don't want to see her face. You want to see the nipples.
You want to see the ass crack. So don't do that. It's thirsty.
Crack.
Even if you guys are sexting, I think that the hottest thing, and a lot of girls can agree with me and us on this, is when you prolong those sexual comments, we always talk about it. Just don't do it. Better that she does it.
Oh my God. If you don't do it, like, do you
so hot.
Understand? I am like, why isn't he doing it? Why isn't he doing
it?
So I
want to throw it on his face, basically. Building,
yeah. You want to just jump on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're sexting and he's being like very like...
He's still collected. Being involved in it. So don't for be dry sure. and rude. Still be involved in it, but be very vague. Do not give all your cards. Do not go right into it in detail. There's no graphic. Just paint a picture. Gentle.
Oh, you really like the gentle vibes at the moment. What's going on?
No, I actually don't. I'm just saying.
I know,
saying,
but
like,
you're like, you know, it's a gentle vibe.
Gentle vibes out here, but in the bedroom, it's like fucking.
I know, but wham, like bam. Sexting gentle vibes?
Like I want him to allure me. Intrigue me.
Intrigue me.
I like the build up too. I like the games before. I like the teasing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, me too.
That's what I like. Right? Because if he
build it up.
If he starts being sexual, it turns me off too.
When you say it too soon, mm-hmm. there's like kind of like pressure mm-hmm. almost. Do you know what I mean? For example, the most obvious one, like we've mentioned, is send a pic. But if you say it too soon mm-hmm. and I am not fully warmed up. Mm-hmm. Okay, you didn't stick me in the oven for long enough. So I'm like premature. I'm no, not all nice, crispy, and toasty.
We're only on the preheat setting. I've been doing a lot of cooking.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Just toast.
Holy fuck.
You preheat the oven. Preheat the oven. 400 degree Fahrenheit, whatever.
And let it warm up.
Let it warm up. Let it warm up. Warm the fuck
okay?
up.
Okay, it really is. Okay, you're baking a lasagna. The oven has to get hot before you stick it in. Are we following? Are we following?
Are we getting this?
Are we getting the vibes?
Okay.
You put it on 15 and now she's going to work her way up to 400. It's a steady, slow increase. And that build up.
When she's just, ready, she beeps. She lets you know.
She lets you know. She sends you the areola pic that yeah. you want. She's
without you having you know, to ask.
Without you having to
And I have a question, guys.
Ask.
I have a question, guys. Doesn't it feel better when you don't have to outwardly be like, I want to see your fucking asshole? Like, I'm sorry. Like, just surprise. Whoa. This bitch
surprise
wants me.
Surprise titty pick.
Like,
love
come
it.
On. It feels better. It seems better. She's going to be on board. When a girl is not pressured or forced into it.
Listen, when she is preheated correctly.
Oh, delicious.
Baby.
Delicioso.
And you stick it in.
Like, game over.
Game fucking over.
In the best way possible.
The lasagna is ready.
Okay. I'm getting hungry and horny.
Same. Is there a better combo?
No, I don't want to be hungry and horny.
Not at this, like, you're not going to be eating a lasagna while you're fucking him.
That could be a good, interesting thing. I'll report back if I do.
Do it with your guy.
Hi, babe. I have an activity for us. Let's eat a lasagna. And
how about you make me a lasagna naked with your little apron?
Yes, that's cute.
Oh! Actually.
That's a good vibe.
That's a good vibe.
See, I told you, the cooking man in the kitchen.
Man
that's
in
the
vibe. Kitchen.
Women out of the kitchen, man in the kitchen.
Yes.
It's 2021.
It's 2021. Put I mean, that man to work. Yeah,
make him work, make bitch. You a sandwich,
you better
bitch.
Work, bitch. Where's my sandwich?
Johnny?
You yeah. haven't made me one sandwich all summer.
All summer. Would you slide in with a meme?
No.
No.
No. No, fuck no.
That's bad.
I don't want to take the focus off of me.
Yeah, and I also don't want to have to like and be like, haha.
I'm the showstopper here. Don't do a meme because the meme is taking the focus off of you. And now I'm focused on the meme and the meme is funny and you just sent me the meme.
And now so. I feel like we're friends from high school. Like, I just, it's weird. It's a weird flex.
No, it's a weird flex.
Yeah, not yet.
I wouldn't do the meme.
Yeah.
You do the meme once you guys are like talking.
And get each other's flow. How do you know what memes she likes? You don't know because you haven't slid in and
you
had a conversation.
You
want
to know the memes she likes? Go to bitches. Go to fucking single.com, single ladies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Single facts. Therapist.
Yeah.
Literally any of those accounts yeah. we love, we stand because like, so
actually
true.
It's kind of hot when a guy follows it and then
yeah
like,
and he's like because like, also you're learning about women
yeah
you're learning about women if
thank
you're following
you.
These pages
follow your blog too
also
you learn more there
your slide-ins will be better because you understand women better because you're on those fucking accounts.
Oof. Hack slide-in hack
like how do you learn about guys I'm on Twitter
I'm on Pornhub comment section
holy fuck yeah that's how I learn about guys and just
or you practice and you train that muscle you know comes full circle
it really
everyone.
Is it's also a communication skill to be honest with you sliding in is all about communication how do you communicate with the opposite sex
yeah
are you comfortable with yourself how are your communication skills if you don't know you should take a course online $30 really put in the effort you know what you're we're laughing but it's actually true
it's okay
like
you do
you need no it's a muscle it really is like you guys want to be in the gym fucking pre-workout ooh. All day bro but like pre-workout your fucking
brain,
dating
yeah.
game bro
yeah your social skills for sure
you need it's a muscle you need to train you need to get good at it and you need to practice just like me with grammar I gotta keep trying
it's okay we'll learn
It's figure honestly, it out. It's more about the creativity and the passion.
That's
for me.
Fine. See?
So, couple grammatical errors. Big maybe deal. I'll make it work. As long as you know the difference between your, and your, we're good. Good.
We're good. There, and there.
There we go. There, and there.
Yeah.
It was just your and yours. So, like, what the fuck?
It's fine.
Like, it's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine. It's because I have creativity and passion. At least there's something else going
there
for
you
me.
Go.
I have something. You need to have something.
You're trying to vouch, like, but I've got that. Like, you're good.
Oh, I know I'm good, honey. Oh, I'm perfect.
You're perfect.
Oh.
Just the way that you
as
are.
As a Virgo, that means so much to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're a professionalist. I strive for that in all areas except grammar, obviously.
Except grammar and math. Same here.
Fuck it, though.
Yeah, honestly, fuck it. Math is, like, useless. We have calculators for that. Anyway.
Exactly.
Side note. Yeah, what's the best slide-in you've ever had?
It's sexual, though, because, like, why does the sexual ones always come to my fucking head first?
I mean, same.
It's because the picture was not sexual, but he made it sexual, and it actually worked.
It's like, damn, turtleneck.
But
like,
we were talking,
right
though.
Now.
But we were talking, though. So, like, okay. Maybe that's why it worked. You know how girls take, like, photos? We take photos. I was, like, crouched down, like, kind of, like, squatting, and I took a mirror selfie, and he slid in with, do you know where you can sit?
Oh! That is fire. But because you were talking to him. If
because
a guy
I was
randomly
talking to him,
said
exactly.
that. No, 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 no.
Yeah, if a guy like randomly
on
said
a
that.
Chair away from you.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yes, hilarious, but also
on
the guy.
On a bed of nails.
Hilarious. So again, guys, read the room because situational. That worked because I had already been talking back and forth with this person and it made me flustered as fuck. But I was down. So, like, it was
What did you say back?
I literally said, we both know where I can sit. And he was like, tell me where. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's so hot.
Right? It was really good. And then the convo just started going and building from there. Play on the photo, man. Play on what she's doing. If you want to slide in on a selfie of her.
Great tip.
Great tip.
Great tip. You see a photo of her, whatever it might
Don't
be.
Don't slide in. No, I'm kidding.
Block her.
Block her. Make her slide in. Put that bitch to work.
Follow and unfollow the whole day until she recognizes you.
I'm gonna fucking do that.
No, don't. Okay, tip. The photo's there, whatever it is that you want to slide in that you're gonna use as leverage to get information from and like slide in. Don't slide in on the focal point of the picture. Slide in on something external or outside of the picture.
Bro, like you couldn't have photoshopped the vent out?
Yeah.
Bro!
I love that.
So funny.
Funny.
Like, I totally missed you. I know you're the center of attention, but your lamp is crooked.
Yeah. Like, cute. Dorky.
Dorky.
Like,
you're focused play on it. Yeah. Play on it.
Play on it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Here's one. This was funny. So, you know how, like, you take photos and, like, I want to sip the espresso and I want you to see the espresso. Okay, the espresso, if you're Italian, the espresso dies in 5 seconds. You got to sip it. You can't take a picture of the fucking espresso. So... this girl, hilarious. She was like, take a photo of me like the espresso. I'm like, bro, your espresso's dead. Like, you want to take a photo of the of you and the espresso, like aesthetic Instagram. Oh, my God. But your espresso's dead. She didn't care. She was just really living for the gram at this moment in her life. And that was totally fine. He was trying to jab. Like, he wasn't, like, trying to get at her. Mm-hmm. But the convo started flowing because she thought it was fucking hilarious. And it was. He literally slid in with, bro, your espresso's dead.
I love that.
I love that. Call her out. Make fun of her.
Yeah.
Like literally, I love it. I love it because it's not mean. It's not outwardly mean.
Yeah.
It's just like you're acknowledging the fact that she's doing this just for the gram, just for the pic. And I love that.
Yeah. Some girls will react well to that. Some girls won't. So just
they won't. They won't.
Yeah.
If she's funny, she will.
Exactly.
She's got a personality. You're good.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Exactly.
If she's stale, then.
Yeah. Then, you know, she's expired. It's done.
It's
like,
expired.
You don't need to deal
she's
with her.
She's actually gone bad. No,
yeah, she's gone bad. If the person doesn't get your slide and then you feel like you gave it your all and it was exactly who you are and it makes sense and you're happy with it.
Stand by the slide in.
Stand by
the slide
in.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Whenever I don't get a reply, I'm like, I stand by it. It was fire. Whether you saw it, you didn't see it. I'm like, you ain't getting a better fucking slide in from anybody else.
And
bitch.
I think that's important because your confidence with that came from putting in the effort and double checking, making sure this is exactly what you want to do. And you guys have the time and power to do that on social media.
Yeah.
So obviously.
But all the time in the world.
Yes. Enjoy that. Enjoy that privilege of being on social media and being able to do that and take your time. And I think also you sent it being like, whether I get a reply or not, I'm good. At least I practiced it. I'm not reliant on the response to make me feel some type of way about myself.
It's upkeep. Yes. For me, I'm not even thinking about you.
I love that.
I'm not even thinking about you. I'm thinking about me. This is upkeep for me. I got to keep shooting the shot. I got to make sure I still fucking got it. Right. Even though you're not responding, I don't give a fuck. I know I got it.
Exactly.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, whenever I tell someone, like, oh my God, slid in, whatever, they're like, that's actually good.
Like, it's
so good.
And, like,
sometimes when I don't slide in and I'll be, like, talking to my sister and I'll be like, oh my God, he posted a story and I wanted to say this. She's like, and you didn't?
Like, it was actually good.
And she's like, it was actually good. I can't believe you fucking didn't do that. And I'll be like, I'll go back and the story's done.
Oh.
And so when that happened, I was like, slide in. If you've got it, don't double think it. Just fucking shoot it. If you got it and it's good and you stand by it, just shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Because now I'm waiting for another window.
I love that. I love that. Don't let life pass you by.
Don't let life pass you by, guys. Don't let life pass
you by. It's really that serious.
It really is that serious. Really is.
To be honest, why the fuck do you care about how the people on Hinge? You don't. So you can practice all you want all day.
Here's the thing. You guys are all taking it so seriously.
Yeah.
You're never going to see these people, to be honest with you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, 95% of people are not even responding to you.
Yeah.
So you might as well just shoot your fucking shot.
Oh my God, guys, download a dating app just to shoot your shot, just to practice.
Just to shoot your shot. And once you build that muscle, it builds in real life for you as well.
It does.
You get that confidence.
It does.
You get that confidence and then you're able to connect and build on moments of opportunity and just keep using that muscle. So for example, I was at work last night and this group of guys came in and it was like, he was getting married or he just got married and it was a guy's dinner. And he was like, can you take a picture of all of the guys outside, right? And they were like, oh, we want the sign in it. I'm like, listen, I get I'm a girl, guys, but I'm not going above and beyond for this photo shoot right now. And so they were like receptive and they were laughing. And then I was like, okay, guys, like they were like, make sure all of our faces are. And I'm like, okay, smile for me. Like, show me those big, gorgeous faces. Like, give it to me. And they're all just dying of laughter. Took a phenomenal pic.
Aww.
Just it builds the muscle is what I'm saying. Right. So it's important. Do it online. Honestly, start. Just who gives a fuck? Because you're not face to face.
Yes.
And as the muscle grows, then you get into it and you can bring it into real life. And then you start feeling good.
I think you kill it when you focus on the little details that might be overlooked and make something out of it.
And play on those moments.
Play on the moments.
Be aware of the moments and what you're doing and how you can interact with that. Like, guys, we're gonna get a fire Insta right now. Like eight guys, like, bro, fire Insta. Like line it up.
LOL.
Like, LOL. Make it funny. Make it play on the fact that you're a girl, Simona. Play on the fact that you're a girl. Make fun of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
People love when you make fun of yourself because it makes them laugh.
It makes them feel comfortable too, right?
Exactly.
It's an icebreaker too. And I think that bottom line, this, like you said, is a muscle that will take you beyond just dating. Literally it's a fucking life skill. And I think that once you practice, it'll become more natural to you. Like I notice too on dates when I'm feeling awkward or uncomfortable, I do the exact same thing I would do. I pick apart a detail that's currently happening or I see and I play on it and I use my teasy, funny weirdness
to showcase my character. Who you are. And again, make fun of yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
And make it less awkward.
Exactly. Like if you're on a date, like sometimes, for example, girls. And shout out to the guys. Girls with stomach issues, we love you. You're so hot. You're the baddest bitches in the world. Guys,
I'm a part of that club now. I think.
Know. I love it.
I don't.
It's like, oh my, it sucks, but it's like a fun place to be because everybody has stomach issues. Yeah. And if you're a guy, tip for the boys here. If you're a guy and she has stomach issues and you're understanding about it, like 80,000,000 brownie points to you. Like you don't even understand. So like if I'm on a date and I'm like, I need to address the fact that I'm a difficult client. I'm a difficult person to serve sometimes. So I'll be like to the waiter, icebreaker, the way you break it up for not only you and the waiter, but also for you and the guy is like, I'm going to be difficult. And I'm so sorry in advance because I would hate serving me.
I'm annoying.
I'm a server and I would hate serving me. So I'm my biggest sympathies to you. I'm going to try to break it down. Can you just not do this? Do that. Make it fun.
Yeah.
Make fun of yourself. Acknowledge the fact that you're neurotic. And it's an icebreaker, like you said.
Yeah. Own it. Own moments of insecurity.
Our biggest thing actually in life.
Yeah. Own it.
Has been to own it.
You know, that's been our year motto, I think.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. It really has been our year. Own it. Like own who you are.
Yeah.
Like you're great. You're like, fabulous. Like you're winning.
It is what it is. And if you don't like it, like wait in line.
Totally fine.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Get in line.
Actually go to the back of the line. Go into the dumpster.
Yeah. Honestly.
Like I don't care.
Yeah.
Because there's other people that love it.
Yeah. Exactly. The people that appreciate it will gravitate towards you.
Exactly.
And you guys will get along and it'll be a perfect little blend, mix, a romantic little, I don't know what, or just a friend. Like who knows?
Exactly.
Wow. Everything just works out at the end.
It really does.
And this is so sad because I know. I'm feeling a little emotional. The fact that
you're not gonna cry.
No, I don't. I don't have tears left to cry.
Oh, isn't that a song? The Weeknd.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my God. No. We're action.
Tears for another day.
Oh my God. Actually, that was the best banger on that fucking.
Really?
No. Okay. Obviously, no. Escape LA, but like that was second for me.
Snowchild honestly has been creeping its way back into my heart, and nobody likes Snowchild, but you know.
About a little I love
cocaine,
I love,
you know.
I know
it is what it is.
I love it. I love a guy with a drug. Never mind.
No, we're not saying
I'm
that.
I'm not gonna say it.
I love a guy with a drug.
It's an aesthetic. It's an aesthetic for the weekend. It just works, just for him.
Guys, I think this is
we're wrapping it up.
The finale.
Is that like a Finland? That's not how you say it in Italian. You sounded like you were from Finland, though.
Yeah,
you were a finale. And we are going to Finland.
We're gonna wrap it up, guys.
Wrap it up double.
I think I just want to take. I'm so proud. Thank you.
But she's like, in
wrap
her
it
head.
Up double. Wrap no, up I'm double. Getting emotional. I just would like to thank
me. She wants to thank me, guys. Shout out to the tripod. She's not even standing up with anybody's help right now.
You're doing a good job.
We're doing a good job. Let me take a photo because she stayed like this.
Yeah.
The boxes are not even touching.
I built a whole mountain for no reason. So guys, I just want to thank you all for coming along for this journey and supporting our podcast. This was season one done.
Done.
Can you believe it? We have done. Been through it all. We have spoken through it all. And if you haven't listened to all of the other episodes that we've recorded.
You have to do it immediately.
Holy shit. We divulge so much.
I know. I don't understand. If you have not listened to it, I'm not sure what you're doing on Wednesdays.
Like what do you do with
your
life? I don't
know.
Like, you this need is why you're not successful with
you
dating.
You need to call in sick.
Sick, yeah.
And you need to just listen to everything. Take notes. Write it down. Visualize yourself.
Make a cocktail.
Play scenarios.
Sit with your friends.
Yes.
Discuss our topics.
Do you stand on things? Yeah. Like, formulate your own ideas, thoughts,
That's
and opinions.
That's a fun game night. Like, play us in the background. Drink. It's
yell
your
at
block
us.
Party.
Say, no, I don't understand. I don't get it. Clarification. Write it down. DM us. Yeah. We'll do another podcast episode. I think that what we want you guys to do, we want you guys in the next 2 months to be really listening to this podcast.
You sound like a teacher.
No, honestly, like I want you to take all of the golden nuggets. There's so many and live your life the way we've told you to do it.
The year locked McDonald's drive. There's so many golden nuggets we're giving up for free, guys.
Literally
honestly.
For free.
We want to say thank you guys again so much.
But like listen to it.
But like listen, okay?
And also stay tuned.
Because season two
is around the corner. And what you know what's good, though? And I'm going to entice you guys.
Okay, entice us.
I'm going to entice you.
Love it.
Is that we're gone. The podcast is gone for September and October, but those are our birthday months. So you better fucking believe we're coming back with stories.
You don't even
and
know.
And goodies. Eden.
Yes.
She's going to be blacking out for her birthday.
And you?
I'm definitely blacking out.
Okay, there you go. So we're both going to be blacking out.
We're going to be blacking out together for her birthday.
We want to thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. We have a YouTube channel. We post twice a motherfucking week. We have an Instagram at your blocked, URBLOCKED_.
Yes.
We have a Twitter. We never talk about the Twitter.
Yeah, we never talk about
guys,
Twitter.
Guys, hilarious.
But we have Twitter, hilarious.
Hilarious.
We put our Twitter, some of it, the funny ones, they're all funny, but we pick some of the best ones and we put her on
Instagram.
To Instagram. So if you're following Instagram, you'll see the Twitter
you
and
get
then
the best
you can go
of
to Twitter.
Worlds.
You get the best of both worlds.
You get the best
of both worlds.
I think I'm going to be a singer. Yeah.
I'm going to be a cowboy.
I love that for you.
You should say cowgirl, but
it makes sense.
Whatever.
No, it's okay.
You want me to be a boy?
No. I just think like you're owning
I
it.
I need my hat though.
Like you're looking for a cowboy. You're making it very obvious.
Oh.
You're like calling out the cowboys. It's like a mating call.
I love that.
Right? For the cowboys. Anyways, cowboys, slide into Simona's correctly. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the challenge, guys. A reminder, stay tuned for that fucking challenge. She is coming.
Yay!
Will we do the challenge on Eden's birthday while we're blacking out in Vegas? Maybe.
Half naked. We love you guys.
I mean, if that was not incentive to follow, I don't know what
else. I mean, like, really, I don't know what else.
We'll see you back here.
We love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.